And how, you know, Junior in the third worked and everything, but he's the driver, so the blind man's the driver with the seeing eye dog, who's the seeing eye bitch, because they do not know he's a seeing eye dog. And it's just this epic journey with these individuals. If anybody, you know, look it up. Everything is illuminated.
It's a sweet, humane movie where you learn history, and it's funny, it sounds like.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things where, like, there are some family secrets that come out, and, like, I don't know if you've done 23andMe or anything like that, so my family did. And we found lots of things, like my mom's entire adopted family, and the fact that they didn't know that she existed, and, like, all of these different things. And, you know, my grandmother finding out that her father wasn't her father, and, like, all sorts of crazy stuff. But families keep secrets, you know? And it is what it is. They did what they had to do. And that doesn't... I mean, I'm not any different for it. But it is... It's a good movie that kind of shows that.
My mom randomly told me... I don't know if it was random, but it just, like, became enough of an adult. And she said that my grandmother on my dad's side had a family before, you know, she had, like, my dad had... one sister and a brother, and so there was, but so then I guess he had like half brothers and all that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a trip, you know. People make choices and
two sisters, sorry, sister.
I mean, one or the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, life is random, and you know, we are products of it, but we get to make choices ourselves, so.
No, two sisters and a brother, I do. But my family wasn't that, we weren't that close. Like,
yeah.
I was not that close with one side of my family, but I would see them, like, I became closer as I got older. But family stuff is, like, super, super interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally, totally get that. I got a lot of stories on that. But in the meantime, let's just play something random.
Sick.
Let's get it down.
going to go on shit that break.
Yeah, well, a lot of bands, like, what's that one,
Play the rock and spoil the shit before you go on shit that break. She went to college, studied anatomy. I thought her probably butchery. We got two babies, is it cool? Well, one's a magenta, the other was a blue.
I know my chicken. You got to know you a chicken. I know my chicken.
Thank you. away.
Oi! Oi! Excuse me! Could you move, please?
Whoever.
Right, and you're back with B and Pete. I kind of set down Pete a little mission here. I was like, okay, that second song you just heard comes from the same album as from this one band where there was this one song that everybody freaking hates. They hate it so hard, and yet they will still sing it. Do you know
what? You didn't
tell
me that part.
All right.
So, I guess Primal Scream, which is not going to be right.
It is not true. Okay, so let's start it over again. Okay, so that second song, Drip, Drip, Drip Goes the Water, okay, comes from a band in the same album that there was a song that everybody knows to this day. Everybody freaking knows it. You'll hear it at sports events.
I kind of guessed that part, but what year are we talking? It's like 96.
I'm going to say maybe like 98 or 99.
No fucking clue.
This is from Chumbawamba.
Yeah, no. Okay.
No,
I feel like I'm going to wash one good imitation, one bad. I'm not going to try to imitate Chumbawamba.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down.
And you told me that you had that, and I didn't hearken back an hour before.
Yeah, well, these cats got some other cool music. We just got so stuck on that anthem.
Now I'm going to go get... I heard Midnight Oil is awesome, all their stuff, so I like that. They have one great song. And I'm like, this is a song... This is a sound
That's
I love.
It's funny, because I was staring that album in the face, like, 2 days ago from Midnight Oil.
Cool
serendipitous.
Song.
Also, by the way, if you know your chicken, that was Chibomato. You know, I figured I'd throw you a curveball or two here, but...
I'm not even going to say it.
You're not even going to say it? I mean, I feel like we should do a show where it's just food songs. I mean, you could throw in Michael Jackson. You're a vegetable. Yeah, I'm selfish.
Weird. I had Weird Al Yankovic in 3D. Where
okay.
It's eat it.
All right.
It's
yeah.
And it's just such the like, man. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we could get some food songs in there, but you know, I know my chicken. You've got to know your chicken. She got another one on here called Apple. Another one called Beef Jerky.
Oh, Fiona Apple. It could get into like. So this is not that good of a joke, but I'm like, celebrities are going to start naming like their kids. They're not going to be fruit. It's going to be like appliances. Like, this is Cuisinart. Oh, she sings just like her dad.
Okay, Cuisinart's adorable.
No.
I mean, Microwave would be kind of fun, too. Just call him Wave for short.
Sean has a kid name. You know the guy from Bughouse Square? He has, I think, two kids. One of them is named, actually, Cuisinart. I don't know who you're waving at. Oh.
Hey, man. We got a visitor.
I didn't. That wasn't satire.
It's my friend Dean. Good to see you.
How you doing today?
How's the tech working for you today?
We're working it out. Going as it goes. So.
The only reason the show comes off so well is because Sean from Bughouse Court.
There you go. Hey, we'll take all the help we can get all day, every day. So. All right, we're going to kick it off again with the Dresden Dolls. Whoa.
Since brothers first gone on the shores of California, she's been trying with limited success to get him to turn out the lights and dance. Cause like any girl, all she really wants is that fickle little bitch romance. That fickle little bitch romance. And that is why the girl is called a sleaze, and that's why God made escort agencies for life to live and place and GH. Yeah, and that's the way it is in Minnesota. That's the way it is in specifications, maybe to prevent overpopulation. All I know is that all around the nation, the girls are crying and the boys are masturbating. The girls are crying and the boys are masturbating.
Do you think that was...
And that's the way it is in Minnesota. That's the way it is in Oklahoma. That's the way it's different. It's an owner like the alien. And it's a strata. That's the way it is in Minnesota. That's the way it is in Oklahoma. That's the way it's in the air.
Something has to change, and it always does. You don't need this disease, not right now. No, you don't need this disease, not right now. Something has to give, and it always will. You don't need this disease, not right now. No, you don't need this disease, not right now.
I make you freak with the style. be kicking. Hot like what's in your kitchen. Bring it to niggas that's itching. Real focus, what you getting? Take it intravenous. That's main lanes up in the vein. When does it stop? When does it rain? When does it change? Look at your high. Corrupt shit like who am I? Pull it back my pie. Then boom, dude, it's do or die. Cause you's a clown. Acting wild, I'll push you now. Take it to trial. We got a winner for Pookie Down. We steam to set it off. Spit shit just to get it off. These niggas said they want it raw. So Zorn just had to hit them all. With some old delirious, mysterious, serious, curious, imperious, furious when you're hearing it.
I wait patiently for my day to shine. One way or another, I'ma still get mine. My day will come, yeah. So yeah. I'll wait patiently. I wait patiently for my day to shine. One way or another, I'ma still get mine. My day will come, so I'll wait patiently.
Of course, incredible, unedible. Rap attack like cataracts. Bring it on, my fellow man. No other minds, I'm out of facts. I break niggas, take fake niggas. Kill them and make a mistake, niggas. Nigga, better take your time before you be at your wake, niggas. Now the case is these fake kids be really talking and yapping. I'm the nigga to talk it, walk it, move your brain for the cabin. Now slow it down, now hold it down. You fucked up and you know it now. I huff and puff and I blow it down. Now who the fuck you gonna roll with now? When I hit you, you feel it. Like 40 bags of the dope shit. I leave you laying next to the coke and slide like I'm the culprit. You know it's me, what it look like. If you know Thor, write your book right. I'm the nigga that's from the hood that makes you wish you could right. Now get the stretch, I crack necks like a crack vex in Heinz. Compared to who's behind me for real, Timmy, you're tiny. The soloist is so lost, so far it looks like Pluto. I take it there when I get back, I'll ask you what do you know. Manage to see the advantage, to you, it's humongous. Nigga, I put my foot in your ass and climb your back like a fungus. Now hold it up or hold it down or roll it up and smoke that. None of my niggas are sons and play with guns and quote that.
I wait patiently for my day to shine. One way or another, I'ma still get mine. My day will come, so I'll be
now it's a suicide, now who am I? Hovering like a guilt trip. Way over your head, how do I know? Because I killed it. I'm the one that set it up. Let him in when they wet him up. Next time you take any stuff, make sure dog get a better cut. Now it's too late, you wait. I'ma be the one that laughs. Try some drugs for slugs, nah, I think I'll pass. I'm more like laid back, watching when you're paid back. It's like we on the same track, and up, why you say that? I see your shit get split, then wonder come to think of it. What you deserve is what you get, now that's politics. I'm leading radical, mathematical, add it up. Talk tough and don't bust, get splattered up. But I think I had enough, plus your crew is overdue. 45 in your mouth, how are you talking to? I can't believe now Mighty Mouth got a loss of words. Don't feel bad, your dad gives you what you deserve.
I wait patiently for my day to shine. One way or another, I'ma still get mine. My day will come, so I'll wait patiently. I wait patiently for my day to shine. One way or another, I'ma still get mine. My day will come, so I'll wait patiently.
All right, we got a question for y'all out there. What sounds good? It is that time of day. What sounds good? Does music sound good? How about some food? Tacos. Yeah, I'm watching your face kind of contort over there. What sounds good?
Very open-ended question.
Yeah, but it's kind of great. Like, you know, a baby's laugh kind of sounds good.
Happy child.
A happy child. Yeah, that's what Sean's throwing in here. A happy child sounds good. Right now, I'm not going to lie. Tacos sound good.
A really good, like, muscle car, you know, like
ooh,
a Harley,
yeah.
Where it's just, like, the certain strut to, like, the motor where it's just...
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that just sounds good.
I honestly am in love with the sound of a gong.
Wow.
Like, the like... There's just something about it that just makes me happy. I have no idea why.
But finger cymbals.
No, they annoy the crap out of me, and I'm going to tell you why. As somebody... Yes, exactly. You can picture what he's doing in your
Krishna
head right now.
Krishna or a belly dancer.
It's the Krishnas! So, as someone who lived on the Big Island of Hawaii for, you know, over a decade and such, there is a Krishna community there and such, and there's also a large hippie community out there, and, you know, mad respect to everybody who chooses that lifestyle, it's great, but when those are put in your face all the time, it becomes more of an annoyance than something that you appreciate. So, like, anybody out there with finger cymbals, you get your finger cymbals on, just not a sound that my ears necessarily seek. So, not necessarily in the sounds good category for me. Crashing waves. I like the sound of crashing waves. You know, that sounds good to me. I definitely get my ear bones, my otoliths going with some of the stuff that we've been playing today as well. But
right, that sound, the bones vibrating, that's how we get sound, right?
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that since I learned it.
Yeah. Is it three or four bones? Do you know? It is bones. It is not bone. It is bones, though.
And I bet people are born with their bones in different shapes, like a bow-legged person or like minus a bone, and I bet they totally hear things differently.
I feel like we need to speak to an ear, nose, and throat doctor now. Like, call us
up! In Bosnia. We'll go.
Yeah, we'll go in Bosnia to the ear, nose, and throat doctor right after the dentist. Right after the dentist, we'll be going to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. Come along with us on this journey. Oh, we could totally live stream that, bud. That would work out. I don't know. All right, well.
We'll make an infomercial at some point for something that does not quite exist.
But it could exist. That's the thing. It's not that it doesn't quite exist. I don't know. All right, well, I guess we'll get back to some music. We'll think of the next subject to get down with.
Necessarily trying to say that he minds it, but someone plays evil tricks on that kid. And he's not necessarily trying to say God can't be trusted, yeah, but someone plays evil tricks on that kid. In certain situations, screaming for deviations, but somehow we always get stuck in the middle of this and that, and man, he should try less. Every time he's rejected, man, he loses affection. But don't we, or don't we, just gotta give a little time? Maybe give a friend a call instead of making him confused. And what a terrible thing for you to do, and what an awful thing for you to say, oh, what a terrible thing for you to relay. They got a little less than nothing here, but still find some to spare. And other people got more than they could use, but they don't share. And some people got problems, man, they got awful complications. And other people got perfect situations with no provocation. But don't we, or don't we, just gotta give a little time? Maybe give a friend a call instead of making him confused. Oh, what a terrible thing for you to do. What an awful thing for you to say. Oh, what a terrible thing for you to confuse. Oh, what a terrible thing for you to do. And what an awful thing for you to say. Oh, what a terrible thing for you to relay.
chip with the head to hollow, that's sort of shallow. It gets real deep, like melanin and skin to bone narrow. See, brothers wanna get real, your niggas wanna feel caps peel from the hot steel. What the deal is this real? They said it couldn't be done. How I can bust one in the sky and jump up and kiss the sun.
Son, my son name is AKG, my daughter MP, so hip hop can continuously live through my seed. See, now I'm serious, y'all must be delirious about being hype. Soon as you grab this mic, my felines will have cat claws to your neck. Talking about, boy, you better be tight tonight. See, Medusa is who you better be. Did you know the word tight was invented because of me?
We were just talking about, you know, what sounds good. But with that, what's the weirdest sounding thing that you've got in, like, your music library? And so I was talking about how I've got Mongolian throat singing heavy metal is something that I've got in my music library. I'm not going to play it right now. I will not avail your ears of that currently. But we kind of got into a conversation about Mongolia. We've been around the world today. We've been around the world. And you were talking about a yurt? What's this thing about a yurt?
Since you referenced throat singing Mongolian heavy metal, I've just, in my brain, my mind's eye took me to, I bet there's a lot of yurts, and when I was living in Santa Cruz, I lived on this property. It was a really nice time of my life, but stressful as well, but, like, honestly, the coolest, this yurt was, like, a good, I want to say, it was glamping, it was deluxe, it was, I want to say, 60-foot circumference. So, yeah. Like, you know.
Was it the one on wheels so that you could, like, lift it and move it?
You know, I don't know, and I want to say that if you see how big this ceiling in the studio here is, I feel like that's about as tall as it was.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was, like, a dream situation. I mean, we were kind of talking about, like, interesting how we got on, like, bones in the ears, and it's like, it's an, I feel like that's an ergonomic thing, even though weirdly physiological, ergonomic, whatever. But like a yurt is like, it must be something that like feng shui people must love yurts. Like, want rounded things seem probably better for this, for the spirit. Is that a way to put it?
I genuinely have no idea with regards to feng shui. I know that like your front door is supposed to face to the south or something like that. So even that, I don't even know. I don't know. Wouldn't mind getting somebody in here who knew something about feng shui, though.
What if your front door is potentially a planetarium? That's what you want, I think, in a front door. Maybe not.
You mean like...
I feel like...
I get to open...
The planetarium and the bounty castles, then you're on the way to yurt. When you set the tone for like, oh yeah, it did for me. I don't know.
Like, I feel
stars,
like,
the galaxy on the yurt. Like, where else? It could be... It would be great, like a slideshow.
Oh, you mean like, you mean like, okay, I got you. So yeah, you got like a projector system. That's, okay.
Yeah.
That would be rad, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But when you were like, your front door opens to a planetarium,
yeah,
I was like, wait a second, my yurt is now connected to a planetarium? I am sold. Hook, line, and sinker.
They have them in Bosnia.
Yeah. I don't know about that in Bosnia, but I'll make you bet somebody in Hawaii has figured that out, because I mean... I know people who live in geodesic domes and mud-floored housing, which is pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie, when I've watched people do that. And I know there are some big yurts out there as well. And then there's also a lot of recycled housing, so like recycled plastics and bottles and such that's been turned into housing out there. But I really want a planetarium yurt now. Huh. There's space on my property. We can make that work. It'll go right next to the koi pond pool that we just made out of. Yeah, we're...
talk about that. What's your project?
Well, okay, so basically, I don't know, like 17 years ago, myself and two of my friends, we used to get, you know, super smashed and just be like, oh, you know, it'd be really cool is if we bought three pieces of property together and, you know, just had like a compound with cool shit. And so about 6 years ago, my buddy calls me up and he's like, hey, guess what? I found it. And I was like, you found what? And he's like, I found the three pieces of property. Well, it turns out we've got five pieces of property all next to each other. It's a total of about 35 to 40 acres, I guess, now. And it was originally all sugarcane plantation, which then was turned into cattle ranch. And now we still have some cows, but we've gotten rid of most of them, and we're transitioning to a horse ranch. But in that process, it's myself, our friend Bex, Issa, and then Hope, who's my forewoman on my property. And so she'll come in, she'll be like, hear me out, just hear me out. Koi pond out of kiddie pool. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. What kind and how many? Like... or like today, the surveyor was coming over, we have to... survey for our fence lines, and they were like, what kind of banana bread do we bake him? And I'm just like, oh, I'm sending Venmoing you right now, go get five types of banana bread, fucking make them all for the surveyor. So like, our project is just constantly evolving of like, we're just gonna build a tool shed over here. Let's build a homing pigeon, which, by the way, we do have homing pigeons, so we will like take one in the car and drive it down to like the grocery store with us and release it and try and race it home, which of course they always win. They get to fly in a straight line.
Have you seen the woman falconer down where you work?
Yeah, and she's a doll, actually. So I work in the ferry building, y'all. And yeah, she's lovely. She usually flies, I think she currently has five birds. So she's got one eagle, three hawks, and a falcon. Currently.
Get
yeah.
out.
And it's a all-natural pigeon deterrent. So her whole purpose of being down there is to deter pigeons. And for anybody who goes down there, please don't feed the birds. There are literally signs everywhere. It's gross, and it's bad for them. And just don't do it.
But good for her business.
Well, sort of, not really. Like, the more work that those birds have to do, the more they actually get put into danger. Because they're also near water and such like that. Yeah, it's... We've actually witnessed a bird be lost to the bay, which really blows. And it was because it was, you know, birds. Yeah, you know? I don't even know. I don't know how birds work.
I saw something really interesting that I want to put in this book that I'm working on, where I was down Way down by King Street. Not even remembering really why I was there pretty recently. And then it was all the people were coming from the Giants game at the stadium. And the train is leaving, and I'm looking up, and all the seagulls are descending. And it was funny. I'm like, it was amazing. And I'm like, yeah, there's no way to stop that. And those birds know what they're doing. They know when the game ends, and they get hot dogs.
Well, not even ends. So it's a Pavlovian response to the seventh inning stretch. So when they start playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, as people are leaving during that seventh inning stretch, that's when the seagulls are actually coming in. You can see them circling. Crook and Kipe talk about it. The two announcers for the Giants, they talk about it during, oh, you could see the seagulls coming in, getting ready for their garlic fries. Yeah, it's totally a Pavlovian response that we've given them. They take me out to the ball game and they swarm.
What would they do with Mongolian throat heavy metal, do you think?
I don't know. That's a great question. I feel like that mixed with an owl suit may be a great deterrent, not going to lie. But at the same time, that stadium has had Metallica play, so I don't know.
Right, right.
I don't know.
I was
know.
Like, no, to make this band huge. I'm like, no, you know, it's close enough that it's been done.
But, yeah, also, we don't want to, like, I like my Mongolian throat-singing heavy metal band. I don't want to make them negative for anyone else by forcing them to listen.
What are we going to end on? We want to let Sean, and I usually, he likes to set up in 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes.
Well, then we're going to play your Scissor Sisters.
Really?
Then.
Okay,
yeah.
Last song. Sorry to be late.
No!
Thank you.
Why?
Bughouse Square coming up. B, hopefully she will join again. This has been the best show I've had. Thank you.
Thanks for letting me bumble around, folks. Have a great day.
When you grow up, live like a good boy oughta. guys. It seems like it probably is.
It's the first season, but I never got back to it.
The soundtrack's pretty good. The
soundtrack's epic.
Yeah.
So you said your dad was a DJ?
My stepdad was a radio advertiser.
Okay.
And so I spent a lot of time in DJ booths and actually worked at the radio stations when I was a kid.
So he would sell like the adverts to
the
radio?
Exactly. And he would do all the commercials and everything. But so I grew up literally as a little kid with Don Blue, like in the room with him.
Oh, wow.
And same in Psychic. And
I'm not from around here, so,
gotcha.
I'm sure, so I don't know these names. But,
he's still on the radio here, actually. But yeah, no. So I would say, yeah, it was just.
And it was a good experience?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You made me come and I had to listen to that same fucking sales pitch every show we went to.
Well, that was just it. That was the way I got the fuck away from my stepdad. Was that I would go into the booth. All the DJs were super cool with me. I was telling him, like, Sammy the Psychic used to be on from 7 to 10. And she was a psychic, right? So people would be calling in and she'd be like, she needs to be a feature off. But she would bring her ferrets. So these two ferrets would just be going bat shit while she's, like, listening to someone be like, you didn't tell me what to do about my mom. And she'd be like, yeah, I can see that. This and this.
You put this over here so you forget it?
Oh, shit.
No. I always need you one to eat, remember?
Right.
It was Marciaco. What the heck was the one?
I don't know. I just said, hold it up there for it.
You were feeling like you needed to get closer to God, huh? Marciaco.
Okay.
Sir. Hey, I'm going to a thing. Did you go to a thing today?
I am going to a thing later.
Nice. Ooh, one CD here. What's this one?
That's the one that you pulled out when we first started.
Do you all know about the Boomtown Rats?
Yes.
You might.
The big
hit. I kept seeing this name, and I'm like, I think this guy's a record producer. I'm like, I see this name enough. And I only got, like, probably 80 pages into it, but, like, started Live 8 by Bob Geldof. Like, a hero. Like, watching. And it's a cute little love story. I don't know if they stay together, but him and his lady just like leading up to it. One of those ones that like was like she's like
your heartstrings.
Yes. Yeah. Like I don't think they're together, but Juliette Lewis and the skater
turned out to be a wife beater and then they announced.
Dude,
I know, right?
You
like,
can't do
that.
That after I see him and I'm writing a guitar for my first guitar song for my crush? You don't know me like that. There's one incident lately where I'm like I was on the phone with D and I'm like, no, you know what it is? I'm like, you know what people are?
could maybe just the taste of someone that you never left.